Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them. It's Collie from Daytime After Dark. Tonight, so we have Zeph Phillips on. You know, he's been on everything from, you know, Out the Wood Tunes, and also All My Children, and also he's been on Another Word, E.R. Oh, I love E.R. And Third One, oh, I love, and also, All My Children. And now he's doing fitness. So it's going to be a really good hour. So please, you know, please welcome, Phillips to the show. And if you want to call in and talk to Zeph, you know the phone number, but I will give it to you again. 347-850-8721. Here comes Zeph. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I really want to know, how was it working when you were on ER? Was I call? The first medical drama that was amazing. How was working on ER?
Well, hello, Carly.
Hi.
It was really great. Of course, it was such a good experience. It was the show I did. I've actually done the show a couple of times, but I did the first episode called Day One. It was really great. I mean, there was a sense that the show was going to do really well.
Oh, that yeah, was, day one. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Day one was amazing. And, I mean, that show in itself, you know, was so good. And, you know, I think it
that
got...
That was before George Clooney was George Clooney.
Oh, I know. I know. But, well, yeah, but George Clooney, you know... you know, is amazing. I mean, but
well, I'll
did
tell you what was
get...
what was interesting about working on that show was I had the opportunity to work with Sherry Stringfield, who also played
yes.
my sister on Guiding Light, which was my first job in daytime.
Oh yeah, I mean, I love her. So, yeah, it, you know, I always say that daytime always ends up, you know, going to daytime, prime time, always mix, you know, Moonlight. So, you know, what was it like to work with Sherry Stringfield, you know, when she was on ER versus when you guys were on Guiding Light together?
It was terrific. I mean, she's got a wonderful sense of humor, and it was fun, and we really sort of had a little brother and sister chemistry there. We're only a year apart in age, and we just managed to connect. I mean, that was my first job. She had been on for a while, yeah, you know, it was just a good experience all the way around. I never thought I'd be in daytime. I didn't see it that way. I just saw it as acting and an acting job. And it came my way. And I was really grateful to have it at the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, and now that we have lost, you know, Guiding Light at the Wood Tunes, which I never thought that would happen, but it did. Were you surprised when you heard that both of them, because you were on both of them. How did you feel when you heard that both was canceled and it was April Fool's Day when they did that? But I did not find it in a nice way for them to do it on April Fool's Day.
Right. Well, both shows had been on a super, super long time. And I don't know if they particularly ran their course. I mean, you know, these shows just kept unfolding. But the medium changes and time has changed and, you know, things evolve. So I wasn't, they weren't the first ones to go. So there were other shows that had been canceled prior to that, you know, all along, you know, as things were, as time was going on. So, you know, I wasn't surprised, you know, I was a little sad to see that those stories, that's what they used to be called, were over. But now there's a whole bunch of new things. And I know lot of actors are on these web series and they're getting acknowledged and, you know, people are seeing them and, you know, so it's evolving.
Seth, would you be open to doing a web series? Would you be open to that?
Sure, of course. I mean, I'd be open to all kinds of opportunities. I mean, I love acting, and I love that community. And, yes, I would, of course, you know, we like that. But right now, I do something a little unrelated to show business. I'm sort of into the infotainment aspects of the business, and I do that all around health and fitness. I'm a certified personal trainer, and I managed to end up training a lot of friends of mine that I met doing daytime. People like Sarah Joy Brown or Michelle Stafford, both people I've trained. So that part of my life is pretty dynamic right now. So that's sort of where my attention is.
Well, yeah, I mean, how did you get in the how did you get in the fitness world of that? How did that go?
Okay, I'll tell you. I had worked along as an actor for quite a while, and I was getting older. And I wanted to improve my own health. I wasn't in poor health, but I wasn't necessarily in great health. So I made it my mission to get into good shape. And when I did, people had asked me how I did it and if I was interested in training them. And at the time, I was just acting and producing a couple small projects, and it really didn't occur to me. But I did do it, and one day I just woke up, and, you know, I had this voice in the back of my head that said, go this way. So I just kind of followed my effort, and my effort was training people. You know, there's a lot of trainers out there, but I sort of have a unique style. I work great with actors and performers and especially in deadlines and things like that where people are trying to get ready for projects and, you know, everything that's built around show business, you know, is where I'm at. So it was sort of an easy transition for me.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, you being a trainer, you know, that was really, really small because you followed, you know, your gut feeling and you did it. And I hear that your training methods are like almost like Gunnar Pearson and Tracy Anderson, like you use a combination of it.
Well, she certainly, I'll tell you. There's it's an influence from a lot of sort of the marquee trainers and people that other people would recognize. But I've created my own dynamic. I have my own program. But those things certainly influence me in my style and the way that I work and, you know, ultimately how I run my business. So Tracy Anderson is certainly one, and people like Tony Horton and the P90X, all those different types of programs out there are the best program to follow. And people ask me all the time, what is the best way to go? And the best program, in my opinion, is the program that you're willing to follow. Now, most people invest themselves in time and money and end up quitting or falling off or not following through. So a big part of this challenge is to learn to pull yourself through the process, which is ultimately what I was able to do for myself. I too joined many gyms and never went. And like I mentioned before, I wasn't necessarily taking great care of myself. But once I made that choice and decided to push myself or pull myself through that process and ignore the usual excuses and reasons to quit and find reasons to continue were the things that made the difference for me. And I try to, you know, encourage people and impart some of that with them, to them, you should say.
That is amazing, because don't you feel like, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas is, you know, I mean, a really good time of year, but by, you know, January 1st or 2nd, I'm sure you get a lot of calls, you know, calling to make them, their new year was to listen. And, you know, everyone starts out great January 1st. Like you said, it's so hard for people to actually keep it up and, I mean, and all that. Do you find that, like, in January you're so busy?
Yeah, you know, I've been pretty lucky since I started doing this. I haven't stopped. But, of course, there are periods of time where, you know, people get excited or they're newly motivated. You certainly have the holidays or post-holidays in the new year. And then you have spring, and then people are inspired in the summertime. And, you know, those cycles just come as they come. But what you start to see, and as you do your own work, you're confronted with ultimately yourself and your own challenges and your own aspirations. You know, you don't have to do it. You get to do it. So when you come at it from that place, you know, you can find ways and reasons to continue. It's more about, you know, getting your life right. And your body's going to follow. And you know, you're encouraged. You learn to empower yourself. And that's kind of a big hook.
Well,
but
yeah,
anyway, I'm sorry?
I mean, it is a big hook, but, you know, I think, I mean, okay, I think that's important for people, you know, because I think, you know, nowadays, you know, everyone wants that, you know, almost quick fix, like, you know, if there was a pill to fix it, I think a lot of people would be happy. But I think sometimes, you know, people's weight, sometimes I don't think, I've psychoanalyzed a lot of things, but I think with people's weight, it's really not about the weight. I think it's more about the emotion side of the weight. I don't think sometimes for the weight for people, I just think somehow emotionally, you know, they, you know, it happens.
I agree with you. I mean, you know, it can be very, very tricky for people. But what you start to realize over time, it's just you. It's just your game. It's your emotions. It's your attitude. And when you start accepting responsibility for your life and your things, you know, you can move past some of these things. But yes, emotions, they do, you know, they play a big part. I mean, how you see yourself or how you feel, you know, you want to feel good. That's what everybody wants. And the best way to do that is to eat good, whole, healthy, real food and exercise and keep that body moving. You don't have to run any marathons or climb any mountains, but you definitely want to keep your body moving. That's a huge, huge component to this, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. And, you know, I just think everyone's always a work in progress. And, but I think it's really good that you run with your gut and, you know, did this because, you know, that's how I started this radio show. I mean, I just had a gut feeling that, you know, game time, prime time, like the fans would not, you know, when something great happened in daytime, everyone's happy. But when there's storyline, the characters that we are not happy about it, it's,
right,
you know, almost healthy, you know, to have the show because people need to really vent and express how they really feel. Because when you, when like movie people, actors, so you're in their living room 5 days a week. So I just feel like, you know, it's the, it's for the fans to really yell and scream when things are not going right on their shows. Oh, if things are going right on the shows, you know, tell, you know, we talk about that. And, oh, I do have another question. How was Independence Day?
How was Independence Day? You mean making, being a part of that project?
Yeah.
That movie, that big movie? It was great. I mean, how fun. When I got the job, I didn't know, I didn't realize how big the movie was going to be. Of course, I don't know, obviously they anticipated a big film there. So I was surprised at the size of the whole thing. But it was great. I had a chance to meet Will Smith and Bill Pullman, who were the stars of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great experience, and it just seems to live on, especially in the summertime.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's almost like 20 years anniversary, or maybe 22 at this point. But, you know, it's yeah, I mean, you picked a really good movie to go on because that, you know, I love that movie. But I also liked it when you were on Pacific Blue. How was that?
Yeah. That was fun. That was fun with, I think that show had bicycle cops. Yeah, there was, it was fun. I'll tell you what was fun about that was shooting down in Venice and on the Santa Monica Pier and all that kind of stuff was not being from California, being from New Jersey, it was kind of a neat location to be working. I sort of imagined I'd be doing things like that, and there I was doing it. That was kind of fun. That's what I remember about that job.
I mean, that was a really, really, really cool, you know, basis for it. I always thought that, you know, cops on their bicycle and there's a beautiful beach. I thought, you know, that premise was really good.
Yeah, I think it worked well for them, and I think it did. It had a good run in terms of, you know, seasons. I'm not sure how many it went.
I could have swore it. I looked it up. It was almost full of five. So, yeah, it was a really good one. And back to A Guiding Light Crescent. For you, what was the best storyline you were in on Guiding Light?
Okay, so you're asking me stuff that was so long ago. The best storyline, I think, Well, when I came onto the show, Michael Zaslow, Roger Thorpe, he was my father. And I worked for and lived with Beverly McKinsey, who was Alexis Thorpe, I think. That was her name. So working with them was really great. You know, two veterans that had been around forever. They were so easy at their jobs. And so that unto itself was fun to do. When I got on the show, I worked a real lot. Is that good English? I worked a lot with Michael Zaslow and them trying to steal my family's farm. I think that was the reason. Mm-hmm. And that was fun. You know, that was a good time. And I remember getting Bridget pregnant. So that was a fun storyline with Melissa Hayden and Jocelyn Seagrave.
Mm-hmm.
Two great, great actresses. It was super fun to work with. Yeah, so those were things that I remembered about that show. And I remember my dressing room was, I shared it with a guy named Monty Sharp. And
oh, yeah.
The guy next to me was Wick Hurst, who I still see out there. Yeah, he's a terrific guy. And across the hall from me was Brian Buffington.
Okay.
Who played, yep, he was a little boy on the show. He's all grown up now. but though that was sort of that little end of the hallway there. And I remember Tina Sloan, Lillian, she was around the corner. And Vincent Arizari.
Yes.
He was like two doors down. I just remember it being, you know, it was fun. It was a job. It was a real job. I mean, there was work to be done, and you tried your best, and you learned those lines and tried to, produce the best way you could, you know, in that sort of short period of time. But overall, that whole experience was really terrific. I had such a good time being there, living in New York.
Well, yeah, and I've seen on your Facebook page, you're still friends with my girl, Larry, who's been a godsend to the show, and he's been so supportive over the years. And it's kind of nice to know that you guys still keep in touch, even though life is so crazy at times. I mean, you know.
Well, I think you see with the, it's much easier these days with things like Facebook to be hip to what, you know, other, you know, your fellow cast members and friends and whatnot are up to. So, yeah, that's been, that's nice, you know, and it's good to sort of stay connected to people like that. But I will tell you that after that show, I moved to California to do a nighttime show called The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr., which was a silly little Western that was on Fox. But doing that show helped me get the ER spot. And then I got a movie of the week that was called Bonanza, The Sons of the Sons, where we played with Michael Landon Jr. and Dirk Blocker.
Yeah.
That was an old show. Most people don't really remember that. But there were fun guest stars like Leonard Nimoy was in that episode for the Star Trek fans, and Dennis Farina, who went on, of course, you know, to do Law and Order and a whole mess of things, and Ben Johnson, who was an old cowboy actor, was, you know, John Wayne's stuntman. You know, that was a great experience. And then I got a call to go to ask me if I would come back to New York to do another soap, and that was a show called Another World. which also left the air, you know, shortly thereafter. And I played Matthew Corey on that show. And those people that I had worked with, we all was great. People like Dahlia Salem or Michael Roderick and Tom Eplin. God, I mean, there was a whole host of people. That was a lot of fun, you know, doing daytime. I never, like I said, I never really saw it as daytime or nighttime. I just saw them as acting jobs, and they all came with their own sense of challenges, and you just had to do your work within the confines of the medium. So that's how I approached all of it, and I loved every second of it. I, you know, I really enjoyed myself.
Well, yeah, and it's a, we are going to take a, two calls. And if my co-host and my host on the line, David, you're on the, David, you're on the air now.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm a big fan of ER.
Okay.
Today, you know, George Clooney is known for pulling pranks. Did he pull any pranks on you?
No, he didn't pull any pranks on me. I think at the time, George Clooney was really, really happy to have that job. I don't know when the pranks started. Maybe he was always doing them, but I remember there didn't seem to be too much pranking going on. But it was very early on in that series, so people were really, you know, trying to find their footing and sort of nail some of that stuff down. But I did meet him, and, you know, it was a nice experience. And, you know, it was, you know, obviously a huge show at the time, you know.
Yeah, I still like it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, that's, you know, TV just keeps running on.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
No pranks that I know of.
What was like Bill Pelliam like? You were from an independent dinner, he just died. Bill, like, what was like?
What was that like to be an Independence Day?
No, it was Bill Pelliam, the actor who just died recently. Bill.
Oh, what was Will Smith like?
No, the other guy, Bill Pelliam.
Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill Pullman, yeah.
Who was
he was terrific. He was like, he looked like the president. He was, at the time, I thought he was the right guy to play the president. He was perfect, you know, very sweet guy, you know, that was it.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed that. That was fun.
Yeah. Were you on with the work of Dave Canary?
No, but I will tell you, I did work with Cameron Matheson. That's who I was sort of with a storyline there. For a short time. Just a nice little arc there on that show. And so that's it. I didn't do that for too long. I didn't really have too many experiences over there.
Okay, I want to say I love Pacific Review, too. I watch it every day when it was on the air. I love that. It was part of the show, too.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, David. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for
my
question.
Oh, yeah, thanks, David. David, I will put you on hold. And Maggie, my other host. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for coming on tonight.
Hey, thank you, Maggie. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, been looking so forward to it because I'm an old, I shouldn't say that. Yeah, I will say that. Guiding light person. Both of them. My world turns in guiding light. I was raised on them. I was 5 years old, and that's all the TV was on. It's all you could watch.
That's right, right.
Yeah, but you got to be Roger Thorpe's son, which was amazing. You did amazing work for such a young man. I can remember it.
Thank you.
You're dead. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Definitely,
it looks like it would
good experience, especially for somebody young, a young actor, to have to be to work that much and just to be able to kind of keep kind of sharpening your saw and hopefully getting mm-hmm. better, and you know, and as you grow, you know, it obviously it all kind of moves forward. But
right.
It was good.
The scenes were so touching, and you did grow in the parts. And I always thought of it, was it really like a family guiding light people?
No, I think it was like a job.
Like a job?
It was like a job. It was a job. People had their own families. But that's not to say that people didn't enjoy working with one another. And
uh-huh.
they, you know, didn't appreciate their fellow coworkers and things like that. But
uh-huh.
family, no. There's
no?
There was
oh.
a lot of people. And at least not to me, it didn't feel like that. There were a lot of people, and people would kind of come in and out, and you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe like a big family, I guess. But I only got to really know some of the people were usually the ones that I ended up working with maybe a
mm-hmm.
few exceptions. But
Ooh.
You were, you know, you didn't see everybody all the time. So.
Oh no, they're too big of a cast.
Exactly.
At the time,
exactly.
Yeah. But Roger, well, one of my favorites, and I'm so glad you got to play his son. I really am. That was
yeah.
a beautiful job.
Well, thank you. And I really enjoyed Beverly McKenzie, if you remember her.
Oh,
she was,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
So gorgeous.
We
worked together a lot. And that was, she was such a sweet, sweet woman. And we had a nice little relationship there. And I always think of her fondly.
Okay. Oh, well,
yeah.
Well,
cast. I mean, I don't know anything
that
I didn't like. Well, Alan sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Spaulding.
That's right.
He, every now and then he didn't like him. But for the rest
yeah,
of the
yeah, I agree. Seth, what year were you on as the return? Do you remember what year?
I think it was in like 19. Really, Carly, you're asking me this? 1990. Yeah, maybe 92.
92.
Oh, okay. Well, no, the reason why I was asking you what year, because I was trying to remember if Zadie Peck was on at the same time you were, but no. You were on before him.
I'll tell you who I worked with on that show were Scott DeFreitas and Andy Kavavit.
Mm-hmm.
And Ming Na Nguyen, is that her name? I might have got her name wrong. So those are the people I worked with, and that was actually the first job I got, and it was just a little recurring part. It recurred over the summer, and
mm-hmm.
then about 4 months later, I was on Guiding Light.
Yes.
Okay. So
that's
kind of how that worked for me.
Well, that's awesome, and so what, besides training people,
mm-hmm.
and everything, what are your hobbies? Do you have any fun hobbies?
Well, I mean, my hobbies are, you know, they're all sort of kind of interwoven into my life. You know,
mm-hmm.
my hobbies are health and fitness. You know, I ride my bike, I run, I train. I mean, those are the things that I enjoy. So
mm-hmm.
I would say those are kind of my hobbies. I mean, I don't collect coins or anything like that. Or
paint.
No, I don't paint.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I do. I just sort of am into the world that I'm into. Seems to keep me busy enough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing is a hobby.
Hmm.
Well,
you sure don't feel like you're working,
yeah. Well,
there
yeah, that is really cool, and we...
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever need to come on here to promote
uh-huh.
your training, you know, if a movie director ever calls you to come back for a movie, yes, we will be more than happy to promote it, because that's what we do on here. We promote people. And, yeah, and we would like to thank you for giving us this interview, and we would love to have you back again.
Well, thank you so much, Carly, and thank you, Maggie.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless.
Yep, and have a great night, Jeff.
Okay, thank you. You too. Ciao.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
He sounds just like himself.
Well, I know.
Just like independent.
Hi, David.
Wait.
Oh, Carly, Maggie.
Hi. Hi, David.
Hi.
Yeah, I guess you're making that movie, and you don't know how frustrated it's going to be.
Yeah.
Well,
and,
yeah.
And Busy with Bed, though, yeah. One favorite movie.
I watch it all the time. It's how many years later that we're trying to figure out. But
26, 24, 20.
Oh, God. A couple years ago. No. I don't like thinking of minus 20, because Megan knows why. Because 20
years
ago, I was 20. Ah, shit. Yeah, see, that's why I don't like adding things up now, people.
Nah.
There's a couple announcements, and there's a couple, I'm going to rant for a moment. Okay, people. Yes. Everyone knows that I love Carlson. Everyone knows.
Yeah,
that
no.
is my favorite Oof. Couple ever. Ever.
No, really. No.
And,
ever.
And after yesterday, am I giving up? Am I throwing in the towel? No. Because Carlson is going to make us through, you guys. Stop freaking the hell out on this one. You know what? Zach deserves to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And follow the way... The way it was written yesterday, I will say what pissed me off was, you know what they did? You know, they didn't have to take both steps back in their relationship by sending Colin Carly a hoe. That was like the old, when they used to break up and, you know, get so mad at each other. I did not like... You know, but, you know, sending Colin her a hoe and whatever. Sending could call Zach something name in the book, and I would not care. But it goes back to the point where Carlson is not over. Carlson will never be over. And I want to say that, you know what, Trudeau, Facebook, that we won Carlson. Twitter, that we won the reunion. Now, right now, in a month, you know, tweet that. Why, Maggie? Because we got to get Carlson back together sooner than later. Why, Maggie?
So I'm making my sonny cry.
Exactly.
Don't you
want to
hug him or no?
What?
I wanted to pull him through the TV and hug him. He was so hurt.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
I'm a day behind. I'm a day behind.
Well,
watch.
Oh, you're a day behind?
God.
Yes. I've been in Dallas. I took yesterday. Then watch yesterday or days. So
today they
behind.
Were
not.
Well, you know, and for me, for me, I know they will get back together. I'm not throwing the towel. And all the Carlson fans are freaking out. Please stop. Please stop. You know, yeah, okay. Alexa and Julian will probably be back together. They, Sammy is happy right now. Okay, we will get our happiness. So please, people, you know, don't freak out. Please call the comment line, you guys. Call the comment line every day and say, we want Carlson back now. You know, keep doing that. Keep Facebooking, Twitter that, And, you know, because we really, their storyline has gone on since November. Okay,
sure.
You know, I wish they were wrapped all of this up in a nice bow, say February,
mm-hmm.
but no, they had to wait for all hell to break loose.
Nell's secret.
And I believe she's in cahoots with Jax.
Yep,
even though
I
her
think
father
they do.
Stole her kidney, I thought she said something about when Jax finds out or something when you find out about Jax. And she just said it real quietly, I thought I heard. And
yep,
there's
yep,
got to be more in that
story. 20 times.
Mm-hmm. There's got to be more to it.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't get it. She's been on for months now. It's a big secret. And not anybody
knows
it.
Yeah, and and I also want to let everyone know, Friday night we will be back with Aaron Spears. He had he had cancer last Friday, so he will be back this Friday at 6. And why we've been on the air, it has come to my attention that Zane Elliott's final air date is May 4th.
I cried today.
I
like to warn people, you know, I don't think we need to be, you know, I mean, but Anthony Gilly came back for her goodbye party.
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it? But it's
what?
Not really going to be. She's going to get bored. Maybe she'll come back to work.
No, Mom. Think about what I just said.
I know, but
Anthony Gilly came back for her surprise, whatever. Anthony Gilly was in the building 1 or 2 days. I think we
will
might
be on
the
screen, though?
I don't think
I just have this feeling. I don't know, but I just have this feeling because, you know, Bamboo, under the excited Anthony, had traveled from his home to be there for the big moment. Now then, this leads speculation that Luke will return for the climax and whisk away for the kind of, you know, happy ever after. So maybe it will.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I want to send all condolences out to Peter Hansen's family. He played Lee Baldwin on General.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, 20,
nice.
30? Yeah, and...
At least 3 years.
You know, and he was on, like, Growing Pains. Like, you know, he was on a lot of primetime stuff, and he was 95. So, but, you know...
He died.
He was on Golden Girls, too. But is this weird how I feel like we are losing people, you know? And also, we need to send a little house out for David Letterman's mom passed away yesterday.
She's so cute on the show.
Yeah, and Maggie, who else died?
Jay Giles, for the Jay Giles band.
Yeah.
Centerfold, 80s and 90s music.
Pac-Man.
Skinny. I wonder what he really died of. They haven't said.
I know.
Just unresponsive.
I know you know who Charlie Murphy is. He was with the Greg Abbott band.
I will say that Ryan All has been off the hook this week.
And her husband's not even on this week.
Well, I mean, this has been a crazy-ass weekend, soaps. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm crying woman over Carlson. I'm yelling at the TV over Chloe. You know, we are losing Nicole in a couple of months. A. Martinez Eduardo left
yesterday
for prison.
It was so sad.
You think? So, yeah, and then people ask me, oh, how am I doing soap-wise? You know what I would tell them? I'm not. I mean, putting all that in, you know, I cannot stand Katie on Bold and the Beautiful. I've been wanting to take that for weeks.
I can't stand
it. It's holier than that.
Rich. I can't stand
exactly.
Rich.
Rich, dressmaker. And I'm pulling for Brooke and Bill. Myself. Freaking bullshit.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Zeno Hospital because I've been making cupcakes all week.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this. I know I ate 1.5 today, and that's my limit.
Okay.
But I'm making great cupcakes, and then, people, I make the best frosting ever. The key to a good frosting is a lot of powdered sugar, or confectioner sugar, whatever you want to call it. But the key is vanilla. Oh, my, yes. And I'm not telling you how much vanilla I put in my frosting in the secret recipe, because once I get it perfect, I'm going to try to sell it and milk it for money. And, you know, because I left a couple of my neighbors' doors last night. Everyone was telling me this morning, what in the hell? But it was better than, you know, it's ever been, you know, like you know, it's just crazy, but it's so good. NFL sales on the top, topping a lot. Okay, wait. Okay, Mom, I saw what you said. We cannot lose with this woman.
I really don't think he's
going to
go anywhere myself.
I mean, I don't either, but, you know, I mean, all of Seattle is going a little, you know, cray-cray. Cray-cray for, you know, cuckoos for,
Cocoa Puffs.
I wonder if they still make Cocoa Puffs.
You do.
They do.
Oh, and how would
we
you
would know that
this?
Answer real quick, wouldn't we?
Yep.
Mm.
I like them, though, but I like them, but there we go. That's my favorite.
Well, growing up, it was Trix for me. I still love Trix.
Trix are for kids.
But when I got mad, they changed the little recipe, but I still love them. But, you know, and I still love Rice Krispies. And I make a mean Rice Krispies thing, too.
Treats.
And the secret of that Rice Krispies treat is, you know, it is on the stove. Don't try and put it in the microwave anymore. If you do it on the stove, because you can, you know, it's quicker when you stew everything together in one pot. And, you know, and Bobby abandoned us tonight.
Okay.
David, did Bobby say why he wasn't calling?
No. Dr. Ivy.
I thought you guys always talk.
No. And not always.
Not always.
Sometimes
not always. So.
My Bulls are still winning, knock on wood.
Do we have things to throw if things are going your way, Mom?
I'm going to use potholes just today.
Okay, Mom. Potholes.
And you said you want
to do something like more damaging?
Well, it's a problem. My prescription bottles I used to throw, well, they kind of cracked. Because
what do you mean, like, kind of cracked?
When they hit the wall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maggie and I all wall throws. I always remember, I always tell myself, you love your TV, don't hit it, the TV hit it somewhere else.
Not the TV. That's TV.
You know, before we go, I just want to say I'm pissed off at United. I will never fly United.
We used to fly there all the time, not now.
Did you hear what happened, David?
Yes, well.
Yeah, before the factor off the plane.
Before the factor off.
Yeah, they directed the tokens for that. Well,
I really, 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 David, I really hope you don't get interrupted on Friday because you know who is probably going to be going to Mar-a-Lago.
What happened on demand? Yes. Talk about you on demand.
On demand. Today's
okay.
Oh,
well, you guys, we're gonna end it here because I'm hungry, and Megan needs to figure out if the Bulls can win.
Okay.
So
the
we
Bulls.
Will be back Friday night at 6 for Aaron's interview.
Good, David. We'll see you then. Have a good night.
Bye.
Good night, y'all. Good night.
Go Bulls.